This week on Making Contact.
So he took off his gun and his vest, and the first question he asked is, what happened to you? And I said, what happened to you?
And we work with these countries to use torture for what we think is our own gain.
Women are gaining influence as leaders throughout the world, fighting for peace, justice, the environment, and civil society. In this program, we profile three courageous human rights advocates. Palestinian-American Huwaida Araf created the International Solidarity Movement. Maria Lahoud is a U.S.-based attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights, representing survivors of torture. And Argentinian Patricia Isasa is bringing to justice those who detained and tortured her. I'm Sandina Robbins, your host this week on Making Contact, an international program connecting people, vital ideas, and important information. This program is a special collaboration with the Women Rising Radio Project. Huwaida Araf likes to say she was conceived in Palestine and born in the United States. Her parents immigrated to the U.S. shortly before her birth, hoping to raise their children without the upheaval of occupation and war. Even though Huwaida grew up in the U.S., she says her family maintained deep ties to relatives and culture in the Middle East.
We used to go back when I was a little bit younger, almost every 1 or 2 years, because all of our family were there. We were kind of alone in the United States, minus 1 or 2 relatives. But we went back in 1986, and that was the last time. We were so abused and humiliated at the airport and detained and strip searched. Even me as a child remember, you know, being taken with my sisters and with my mother in a room and strip searched. After that, my father did not want to take us back anymore. Growing up, I really didn't even know any Jews. It was only when, as a young girl, we would go back to Palestine and in the occupied territories, I would see Jewish soldiers. That was the extent of my exposure to Jews. But at the University of Michigan, I had a lot of people that lived on my floor as a freshman that were Jewish American, and I became friends with them on a non-political level. But it was when one of them said to me, "Isn't Israel great?" And I'm like, "No, Israel is not great." And that started me thinking that I should probably try to get into politics and diplomacy, because there was obviously a rift between us politically, and there had to be some way to bridge that rift if approached in a certain way. And that got me into studying more the politics of the Middle East. I started studying Hebrew and Judaic studies, as well as improving my formal written and spoken Arabic. And then I went to study in Jerusalem.
At the University of Michigan, Huwaida started an Arab-Jewish dialogue group. In Jerusalem, in the year 2000, she worked in conflict resolution prior to the Second Intifada.
I went to work for a program that brought together Israeli youth and Palestinian youth in order to dialogue with each other and break down those stereotypes or those walls of hatred that are built up from misunderstanding the other side. But I couldn't ignore what was happening around me. Almost every week, I would get an alert about a Palestinian home that was somewhere around our offices that was being threatened with demolition. Being in the Palestinian areas of Jerusalem and witnessing how Israeli soldiers would treat Palestinians is just a very discriminatory policy that became so blatant to me. You couldn't ignore it. And then on September 29th, the second Palestinian Intifada broke out. And I found myself not able to continue working, not because I was turning my back on dialogue or no longer thought it was important. Dialogue is still very important, but that's for long-term change. I very much believe that people also need to take to the streets. People need to put their bodies where their hearts and minds or where their words are. So I resigned as I became more involved in active nonviolent resistance to Israeli occupation. And the Israeli military, police, and security forces came at us with their M16s and later came at us with their armored personnel carriers with their tanks. And they were, again, opening fire on unarmed protesters.